This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. After getting two extensions on their report deadline, the Tax Structure Task Force was asked to update legislative fiscal committees on their progress Thursday. Revenue Secretary Kimberly Robinson, task force chair, said they're still grappling with inventory tax.
If we eliminate it, we're having an impact on local governments. If we simply eliminate the tax credit with no change to the tax, we're having an impact on business. And if we don't eliminate the credit or make any changes, we're hitting the state's finances to the tune of about $500 million.
They're struggling with how to balance state and local revenue needs while not overburdening any single segment of the tax-paying public.
Simply replacing the inventory tax with sales tax is not something that works.
Sales tax hits those with lower incomes harder. In addition, some sectors of local government depend on sales tax while others depend on property tax, including the inventory tax.
School boards generally are dependent upon the property tax collections, police juries, more sales tax. It's not just as simple as we repeal the inventory tax. They can tax more services on the sales tax side, and it should be a wash.
She says beyond the structural issues of balance, task force members have different opinions on what to do.
I think there are those that would like to repeal the inventory tax credit. There are those that want to limit the inventory tax credit or phase it out over a number of years while we figure out how to deal with the inventory tax itself.
But Robinson promises,
we are determined. Our final report will be ready by November 1st.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.